We're building a USDA-inspected meat and beef, bison, pork processing plant right now that if I was building it across the street on fee land would take me probably half the money and half the time. But because I'm on a federal land and I have to follow the federal rules and the mandates by the EPA, it's taking me twice as long and it's costing me twice as much. And we're going to provide jobs not only for Native Americans but for the local community. And we're going to provide a new source of meat cutters for the local grocery chains that are desperately looking for people to fill that trade. We have a heavy legal burden that's put on us because we're Native Americans and we don't get the opportunity to consult with the EPA and other agencies. So it makes it very difficult for us to keep up with the rules and regulations that come down the pike every time that the Quapaw tribe tries to incorporate our resources to develop economic opportunity for not only our people, but for the people in the local community. Earlier we discussed, Senator Markey spoke of the Tar Creek Superfund site. It's 40 square miles within our tribal jurisdiction. It's a scar you can see from the moon. It's the result of heavy zinc and nickel mining that left a lot of contamination on the land. I believe if it wasn't for a lot of the regulations and the mandates by the EPA, we would probably be further along in the cleanup than we are to date. Currently, the Quapaw tribe is the contractor of choice for the state and for the EPA to do the removal of the contamination on the surface, but we're constantly facing new rules, new mandates that make it difficult for us to stay focused on doing what it is that we do to save the taxpayer money and get the work done. So we're constantly dealing with this federal system of rules and regulations that impede us in our ability to work fast, gain financing, get projects going and get them completed to actually get something that creates more jobs, more economic development, and more opportunity. If you go across the country today and you could fly at night and you could see the reservations in the West purely because of regulatory mandates that tribes have difficulty meeting, the reservations are dark. You can go to North Dakota and you can spot the three affiliated reservation because it's dark, but everywhere around it is lit up as they're fracking and they're creating economic development using those resources that are there underground. But because it's so difficult for tribes under these rules, it's very visible at night because there's little activity. It's happening in Navajo. It's happening at Crow because of the coal rules. It's killed jobs. It's killed hope, and it's killed opportunity for so many Native Americans in those regions that, you know, these are places where people freeze to death in the winter. These people are hungry. They're rural. They're isolated, and they have very little opportunity. And when we create rules and regulations without consulting with the local community, we never really understand the impacts it has on those people until they're already in the books and the sawmills close, the coal fields shut down, and then the people begin to starve. So what we want and we're hoping for and what we're very grateful for this opportunity is we want true consultation, we want true communication, and we want collaboration. Because it's just, we believe that we know what's best for our people. Native Americans don't want to trash the rivers. We don't want to trash the air. We don't want to make the world a worse place for our grandchildren. But we believe that we have the insight and the respect for Mother Nature that's necessary to come up with rules and regulations that we can fund and that will make the world a safer and better place, instead of creating confusion and stagnation based on, you know, new rules that come out with any thought put into it with the local community. So, you know, on behalf of the Quapaw tribe and all Native America, I want to thank you, Senator Round, Senator Inhofe, and You too, Senator Bozeman and Markey, for the work you do for Native Americans. I know you're trying to work in other venues to help the Indian people across this country, and we're very grateful for that. And I'm grateful for this opportunity today, and I look forward to any questions. And if you want to come out and really see where these mandates that are unfunded has created havoc, come to the Quapaw Reservation and come see the Tar Creek Superfund site, which for 30 years we've been battling this. They've spent millions and millions of dollars, but you can't really see what's changed except what we've worked with Senator Inhofe, and we've been able to get through by beating up the EPA and making the things work.